Good morning.
Good day, and welcome to the Shantagold Limited Investor Update conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Eric Zurn, CEO. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning. Thanks, everyone, for dialing in to today's investor call. Earlier this morning, we announced the publication of an independent scoping study at our wholly owned West Kenya Gold Project. And today, we'll be taking you through some of those highlights, followed by a bit of Q&A. I'm Eric Zurn, the CEO of Shantagold, and joining me on the call today is Luke Leslie, CFO. Just to remind you, Shanta is an East African gold producer listed on the AIM exchange and on track to produce 80,000 to 85,000 ounces in 2020 at an all-in sustaining cost of $830 to $880 per ounce. We own three assets across Tanzania and Kenya in production, construction, and this asset at the scoping stage phase. Moving on to slide three, I would like to remind you of our track record in East Africa and specifically in Tanzania. We have been operating for 20 years in this region. That's an enormous amount of experience, including mining, geology, and community relations, which are all very important skills to advance the West Kenya project. On today's call, we'll cover some of those details. In summary, the results of the scoping study point to attractive economics and a plan that demonstrates value and we think is realistic and achievable from the perspective of construction and capital investment. Based on the 43-101 inferred resource, the asset could produce 105,000 ounces for 9 years at an average of $681 per ounce all-in sustaining, which results in very high cash flow margins. The attractiveness is also driven in part by the high asset quality, specifically grade, and Shanta's ability to apply its own cost structure to a proposed long-hole open stoping operation, giving us a particular angle in demonstrating the value of the project. I was in Tanzania last week and Kenya over the last few days, and I can report firsthand that there's enthusiasm for this project from the communities and all levels of government to see us progress through the various stages of development. On to slide four. So how does this fit into our portfolio? Well, we've been through the merits of the West Kenya project many times with investors. The key message that we continue to make is that we have a competitive advantage at West Kenya because of our experience and our skills from long-hole open stoping at the new Luweka gold mine. Shanta is one of the lowest cost practitioners of this mining method underground, and this is the proposed mining method for the West Kenya project. It means the robustness of our assumptions is high, and we have built and operated three long-hole open stoping mines, being Bahinia Creek, Luweka, and Ilunga, over the last 5 years, and we've applied that knowledge to the plans for the West Kenya project. On to slide six, and then I'll hand over to Luke to take us through a bit more of the detail on the project. On slide five, turning to the page to go over some of the project highlights. What's clear on this slide is that the asset quality stands out, particularly given the grades. And this translates into very attractive economics, as you can see here in the net present value that's been calculated and estimated for the project. I caution that this is a scoping study and it's based on inferred resources, but what's clear is the foundation's been set for a path to demonstrating more value and de-risking a high-quality asset. At the current gold price, the after-tax net present value at 8% is $425 million, which will generate significant cash flow over a nine-year life. And of course, we need to de-risk that and progress it through the various stages of development, but we have a plan and we'll take you through that shortly. Luke, please can you cover the next few slides on the project?
Thank you, Eric, and good morning, everyone. Over the next few slides, I'll just draw your attention to the key numbers from the scoping study. The West Kenya project is expected to produce from its existing resource, on average, 105,000 ounces a year for 9 years. This would contribute $138 million of EBITDA each year at the current gold price. The Barra study, scoping study, assumes 480,000 tons of ore being processed each year. This is a very small plant, owing to the high-grade nature of the ore body, and it's equivalent to about 60% of the size of Shanta's new Luica mine. The pre-production capital is modest for a plus 100,000-ounce mine at $161 million, and that includes a $15 million contingency. Turning to slide 7. The West Kenya project is expected to be a long-life, low-cost gold producer. Shanta would start by mining two small open pits to depths of a maximum of 145 meters. Given the small size and short duration of these open pits, Shanta would likely contract this mining out. The expected stripping ratio is 25 to 1 at Bushi and 32 to 1 at Izulu, with engineered pit designs based on a $1,300 an ounce gold price. The underground mine would be accessed from a central box cut position. Declines will be driven east and west to the two deposits, with two 5-meter by 5.5-meter ramps for the Izulu deposit and one for Bushi. The deposit dips between 80 and 90 degrees, and there are multiple mineralized ore lenses in each of the deposits. The estimated headcount for the project is 439 people, with Shanta committed to training local Kenyans where possible. Turning to slide 8. The key number to highlight here is the life of mine all-in sustaining cost, which is estimated at $681 an ounce, and which is extremely low, driven by the high-grade nature of the deposit. As you can see on the right side of the page, the operating margins are elevated in the first year when the high-grade open pits are mined. If you recall, the inferred open pit resource grade at Izulu is 43 grams a ton for 99,000 ounces. On to slide 9, capital and operating costs. Ore processing assumes primary crushing with SAG and ball milling, followed by gravity and CIL. Half of capital costs over the life of the mine are mining costs, and half of these mining costs are for mine development. The study assumes Shanta can develop the decline at 90 meters each month, with the stopes being mined at 1,000 tons a day. Infrastructure costs include the assumption of pumping water from the Yala River, which is located 4.5 kilometers away, and the operation is expected to use 6 megawatts of power a year and would require 30 kilometers of transmission lines connecting to the grid at a cost of around $60 million. Turning to slide 10. The drilling program for the West Kenya project will take the form of three drilling phases. First, the red lines. This is drilling the open pits, and this would be relatively low cost. The second phase will be drilling down to 400 meters, the blue lines. And finally, 400 to 700 meters, the black lines. This would be the most expensive drilling at depth. And this will allow Shanta to take stock of the results after each phase and make adjustments as necessary. The target is to convert just under 800,000 ounces into reserves, which is a 65% conversion of resources. And the drilling pattern would be 40 meters by 40 meters. Turning to slide 11, moving on to the upside potential in relation to this exploration plan around the existing resources at Izulu and Bushi, there are a number of proximal targets that Shanta might decide to drill, which could increase the resource, mostly at depth at Bushi and Izulu, but also to the southeast of the Izulu resource. This is not currently in the budget, but something Shanta will monitor as drilling results come in. With that, I will hand back to Eric.
Thanks very much, Luke. Finally, on page 12, what we've outlined here is an expected timeline, obviously subject to change, but nonetheless gives you a feel for what the next few years might look like. Our attention in the near term turns to infill drilling, as Luke has highlighted, and that begins this quarter, increasing the confidence while narrowing the spacing between the existing holes. We've allowed for that to take place over the next 2 to 3 years, including progressing numerous studies, and the study which we believe is the milestone maker really being the bankable feasibility study. Upon completion of a bankable feasibility study, we will understand the economic viability at a bankable level with the highest level of confidence and give us the capacity to progress through to a construction decision. With that, I will end the call and open up to any questions on the line.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, press star 1 to ask a question. We'll pause for a moment to allow everyone an opportunity to signal for questions. Once again, please press star followed by the 1 to ask a question. It appears we have no questions at this time.
Great. Thank you very much, everyone, for joining the call. Please do get in touch with any follow-on questions, and we look forward to keeping you updated with our progress over the coming months and quarters. Thank you.
This concludes today's call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.